This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truckers who are out there just doing a bang-up job moving stuff coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, it is the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. By the way, I forgot to tell you, they're still there.
Yeah.
Because on Friday night, Saturday morning, they're open an hour later.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
All right, calm down, boys and girls. They're open an hour later, so they were still there. They got the last call for alcohols in 40 minutes. Well, 50 minutes, actually, so there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to mention that 2 weeks ago, two Republican lawmakers launched a whistleblower site to gather complaints from troops about the anti-American indoctrination that's now seeping into parts of our military. We know it's there. We've been hearing about it. Now, one of the senators, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, described it during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. And this is serious stuff. They're trying to purge the military of anybody who won't go along to get along.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, what is that smack of? That's an obvious purging, basically, of people who have a...
It's exactly what Obama did.
Well, precisely. So in the midst of what some are even sort of terming as a sort of cultural revolution, in the strict sense of the word, that what we saw happen back in China many, many years ago, this kind of idea that everybody has to align into the same mode of thinking about things. It's not just that some people disagree, or that there's the way that we do things in the military, but yet you still get to think about things the way you want to think about them. This is very, very scary because, again, it's about bringing people in line into the same mode of thinking so that there's no dissension politically. We're not talking about not following orders. We're talking about everybody has to have the same mindset. This is scary stuff.
It is. And it reeks of the Soviet Union and of Red China and of North Korea and Iran. Okay, let's go to the caller. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
if you don't understand that Democrats hate America. So when you vote as a Democrat, you hate America, and you're voting for these clowns who hate America to turn on their own American people. You know what's amazing about the Democrats? They want your vote, and then they spit on you and treat you like crap, and then they use you up. That's how stupid you people are who support a Democrat, okay? They use you up, and then they wash you, and they kick you to the curb. That's the Democrat way, okay? It's a disaster. Let me say, so Joe Biden's a disaster. The Democrat Party's a disaster. Who could vote for a Democrat? Every state has one guy. We got Charlie Crist over here. The Republican Democrat, he don't even know what he is. He's a Mitt Romney times worst times a trillion, okay? So that's what we have here. If I was a senator, every day I'd be at the White House or I'd be at the Congress saying, it's a disgrace to America that your state is shut down by some governor. It's unconstitutional. Okay, we got 20,000 at Madison Square Garden, but New York can't open up. It's a disaster. Okay, and it's unholy. Okay, let me say this and stand up for our Lord and
All
Savior.
Right. You're running out of time, Pat.
Get to work. Yeah, if I was on for 3 hours, we'd have 200 million people listening. Let's go.
I don't think so. I don't really think so, Kyle. What do you think?
That's a very interesting statement. Yeah.
Yes, it is, but I don't think so. Nope, 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 nope. And by the way, here's something else to mention in all of this. Your governor is signing something in California in lieu of this recall election to drop all the restrictions on the folks in California. Is that not right?
Well, June 15th is the supposedly drop your mask day if you're fully vaccinated. But, of course, I think there's still some other regulations that will be in place for large crowd gatherings, this kind of thing. And then also, I think, from the in terms of workplaces, it seems to go back and forth, you know, whether or not you have to require a mask if not everybody's been vaccinated. And it's a lot of small businesses are really up in arms about this because it will put an undue burden of cost upon them. But June 15th is on its way. And, of course, the governor still will not give up the emergency powers that he's been operating under. And
that's
not going to be any time.
That may change because that's being discussed as how to get rid of the emergency powers. That's being discussed.
Well, that's right. So he either has to turn it off or the legislature can do that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Exactly.
And he doesn't have all those friends in the legislature anymore.
Well, it's still very heavily Democrat, but the recall enters into this so heavily as well.
Yep, and there's Democrats that want him gone. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more from Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return with more right here on the weekend edition. Thanks for tuning in. And by the way, a special shout out to the Nevada Talk Radio Network stations out there. Thanks for carrying the show. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, my brother Mark, up there in Georgia, the home of Armed American Radio, just north of Atlanta. His flagship station is 920 The Answer there in Atlanta. And hello to all our listeners up there on that station. Proud to be a part of it. Also, let's not forget about the fact that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at MyPillow and my new friend, Mike Lindell, who I've talked to 3 times in the last 3 weeks now. And there's some really good things on the big things on the horizon there. You'll be hearing more about that. And by the way, we will have him on the show once he decides that he wants to come on and talk about what it is that he's going to be mentioning here, because there's some big things that he's going to be talking about in terms of another communications network, radio network, satellite network, TV, and all that sort of stuff. Now, he, of course, is MyPillow, and the website is MyPillow.com. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, you'll see lowest price ever, MyPillow premiums $29.98, regular $69.98, with promo code $29.98. Well, the promo code at MyPillow.com is very simple. It's Captain on anything you buy. Captain. That gets you the discount and the lower prices. It'll save you money. So, if you want to call them, you can do that too at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, or just go to the website, MyPillow.com, enter the promo code CAPTAIN when you're prompted for it, and you'll save a boatload of money. And Kyle, what do you know about this?
Well, Captain, you know, there's so many things at MyPillow.com. You got the MyPillow towel set. You've got the Giza Dream Sheets, of course, those slippers that you've been talking about.
Oh, I've got them coming.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things to choose from. And, folks, when you use the product code CAPTAIN, you're going to get those deep discounts, and you're going to save a bundle by simply just putting in the promo code CAPTAIN. You can't beat it. So go there right now. There's all kinds of, you'll find something you'll love.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, folks, China's nuclear arsenal is a growing threat to U.S. security. Now, less in its absolute size than in the growing risk of a mishap as Washington and Beijing are butting heads over Taiwan and many other issues. This is not getting pretty. The South China Sea is getting busy, and Taiwan at any time, Kyle, the bottom could fall in Taiwan, and China could say, we're going in.
That's exactly right, and that's incredibly serious. I don't think, because we don't hear about this every day, basically in the news, but people need to understand just how serious this really is, because it will come very, very quickly. It will come in a heartbeat, basically, if they decide to lower the hammer. And, of course, this is going to involve the United States and its allies very, very quickly. And, Captain, you know, you mentioned the word mishap. Well, a nuclear mishap is obviously something that nobody can afford.
It could be other than nuclear, as we already know, by the Wuhan China virus.
No kidding. But again, you know, we've been through this before, at least in the nuclear arena, back with the Soviet Union, back in the day, when something could go wrong, and that could spark a larger conflict. Well, even if there is a conflict over Taiwan, if there's a conflict somewhere else in the world, the same principles begin to apply. Somebody may start losing that very quickly, and if they do, that raises the specter of a nuclear exchange.
Well,
because the superpowers are at war.
Well, we know that China is going to get nailed to the wall for this China virus coming out by the use of human hands. We know that.
Right. No, I think you're exactly right about that. Yeah.
And as a result, there's going to be lawsuits if they haven't already started. We're hearing $30 trillion is where it's going to start. China's going to have to pay up or shut up or get out or more sanctions will be put on them or something. But let's also talk about the cyber situation, because we know that they can hack as good as anybody, if not better, right?
Precisely, yeah.
And U.S. Cyber Command this week asked Congress for an additional $62 million to harden the Department of Defense networks as part of its unfunded priorities that didn't make it into the command's fiscal 2022 budget request.
Well, that's right. And that just shows, again, the serious nature of this, because it's no longer, you know, you have troops massing at a border somewhere, this kind of thing, and you kind of see it all coming. This not like that anymore. This is not only conventional nuclear, but it's also in space in terms of satellites and other space-based weapons kinds of systems, but also it's in the cyber attacks. And that, Captain, could cripple an enemy, basically. You cripple their production, they cripple their power, you cripple their fuel. You know, all these things, we'd have so many fronts to deal with an adversary like this.
And a civil war is unfolding in two different Virginia public school districts over the critical race theory that is instructing students that they are either oppressed or the oppressors, and the far left side is demanding students must be taught that and more because of equity and inclusion demand it, and the state requires it. And Loudoun County in Virginia, the parents stepped up and they already won their end of it.
Well, that's right. And what's happening, of course, again, we mentioned the term cultural revolution just a little while ago. Well, this is the same kind of thing. The parents that are standing up, they're doing so rightfully so, I think. Again, this is going to really bring into stark relief the need to be able to have choice about where you're going to send your kids to school, because they simply cannot be indoctrinated into a viewpoint or a critical race theory, call it whatever you want, that basically has the premise that America is irretrievably bad and broken and it can't be saved, basically. There's no redemption for America in their eyes, unfortunately. And this is the kind of thing that destroys a nation literally from within.
Now, a federal judge has halted a loan forgiveness program for farmers. Remember, this is the one about the black farmers. Remember that?
Right, right.
Because the Biden administration decided white farmers were to be excluded from this.
Exactly. I mean, you know, can you imagine in this day and age, Captain, that again we're picking and choosing people based on the color of their skin. And farmers, by the way, I think regardless of the color of their skin, they're working hard, and they have had so many things thrown at them in recent times that in order to try to divide down these kinds of lines is sounds like racism, doesn't it?
All farmers are having problems depending on the area of the country you're in, some more than others. But here's the deal, okay? You can't just pick out one group and say, well, we're going to take care of them because they haven't been taken care of before. No, they all have an opportunity when a disaster comes to apply for the same loan, the same paper, the same money. Now, some of them may not have the assets to actually sit down, hire an attorney, or hire someone to do the paperwork so they get it right, dot the I's and cross the T's. But my father, in his lifetime, had to have help from the federal government twice because of disasters that struck our farm twice. And both times, he was taken care of. Guess what? The black farmer and the American Indian farmer that was right beside us, same thing, got taken care of. So therefore, don't tell me there's segregation about this and that. No, there isn't.
Well, yeah, I agree completely. But you see, what's happening is that talking about having a fight on all fronts, they'll open up the far left and the Democrat Party elite.
Yep.
They'll open up fronts wherever they can in race relations in the sense of dividing the country.
Yeah, and of course, they're trying to, and this goes back to Barack Obama. They're trying to divide and conquer, and it's just I'm over that. I don't know about you, but I'm over that.
Well, no, absolutely. And again, it's not about helping farmers and America's breadbasket and all these kinds of, and uniting Americans, because now there's no more Americans to them.
Yeah, and we just had somebody chime in here, Ron, up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thanks, Ron, for the good comment you just made there. He said, Captain, have you heard about the Black Lives Matter chapters across the country calling for transparency behind the co-founders' lavish purchases of those multi-million-dollar homes in California? Well, yeah, I did. And she resigned, I think, as a result of that, or is going to resign. I don't know if she's resigned yet or not.
Well, I think she's going to resign, but kind of couched it in the fact that, well, I've done everything I can here. I've got to move on and do something else. This is always the plan. Kind of a statement. But when you go and you buy these lavish residences and all that, it actually, Captain, we should say thank you, because she's actually proving what socialist leaders are like.
Yeah, and $90 million is what Black Lives Matter got with their extortion levels to the major companies, corporations around America, $90 million. And there are many areas where they were promised money from Black Lives Matter, and they still haven't seen a dime.
Yep, that's right.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain America Third Watch as we roll across the weekend edition overnight airwaves here. We are broadcasting and recording this show live in Tampa, Florida right now. And wherever you're hearing it, however you're hearing it over the weekend, thanks for tuning in. I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe.
The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it, all right, and we got a Ron Edwards notebook coming up here in just a second. But right now, I want to remind everybody about our great friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And I want to thank them very much for giving me the opportunity to tell you about them and for having their great product. You see, I use Relief Factor, okay? I'm not just talking about it. I use it, and it works for me. Now, I started about 6 years ago when I had all kinds of problems with my back and my left foot and ankle, and it was just, you know, somebody said, well, it's just a sign of aging. No. Wasn't a sign of aging. It was a sign of problems that I was having that I shouldn't have had. So to make a long story short, I wound up taking the Relief Factor to see if it would work, and work it did, and work great. And as I said, when I started here tonight, the show, back about midnight, my time, I actually took a packet of the Relief Factor. I was having some discomfort, and it went away. By 12:30, 1 o'clock, it was gone. The problem I was having was absolutely gone. So when I tell you this stuff works, I'm telling you it works for me. Now, the product ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are what do it. It goes right straight to the problem that you have, the pain, and eliminates the pain at the source. Also helps relieve the inflammation that you got with the problem that you have. It's 100% drug-free. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a shot. It's only $20 if it doesn't work for you. But if it works for you, you saved yourself a bunch of grief and aggravation. Okay, here we go. Ron Edwards, Cindy Edwards Notebook.
When I heard about a brainwashed man who hasn't taken his stinking face diaper off since the middle of 2020, making life miserable for his wife who has to smell him day after day after day, I thought it couldn't get any crazier than that. Boy, was I ever wrong. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When one thinks about how long little Dr. Fauci and others have been able to get away with allegedly pulling the wool over the eyes of possibly billions of people around the world, including all leftists here in the USA, it's amazing. And how the others have seemingly persuaded governments all over the world to use their positions to literally either persuade or bully citizens into receiving an experimental shot that some say will cause devastating negative effect. Of course, nine new billionaires who have spearheaded this madness at corporations like Moderna and a major research facility in China are benefiting from a false narrative, and many brainwashed citizens are now willing to support segregation and punishment against those who choose not to receive the experimental shots. This is more about crazy stinking politics, not curing a scamdemic. Talk about high-tech segregation and crazy modern Nazism. Wake up, America. The republic you save may be your own. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Well, Ron was on a roll there, Kyle, and Ron's entitled to his opinion, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
But not all of the facts that he mentioned are actually facts, because when you do a little bit more research there, you'll notice that Moderna, whose record has been the best so far of all of the vaccines out there, they have now applied for the permanency, not the temporary permit that they've got, because they've done the best job of all of them. Now, he failed to mention that, and I'm just mentioning that because that's the vaccine that I had, and I've had not problem one as a result. I mean, I feel great.
I have the same vaccine. Exactly, yeah. We haven't noticed that there haven't been any other kinds of side effects and so forth. So, yeah, it's been a good rollout for them, it seems.
Now, in what appears to be the final days of his historic 12-year rule, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not leaving the political stage quietly. He's saying he fears for Israel's future.
Well, I can see why he would say that. Because, again, you know, he has for so very long, you know, been on the forefront of protecting Israel from these terror groups. And we just saw such a demonstration of this, of what the terror groups are capable of doing. And I think it's important to note, just briefly, Captain, that, again, the terror group Hamas was firing rockets into Israel, thank the Lord for the Iron Dome, but they were firing those rockets indiscriminately, hoping to hit, get this, women and children.
Correct.
And Netanyahu was charged with trying to stop that. And Israel takes great pains to limit casualties of that nature. But when you have Hamas hiding in schools and hospitals and, mm-hmm. and around where they know people are, it's very telling.
Speaking of hiding, the Missouri governor is going to sign a bill nullifying the federal gun laws. They're going to exercise the 10th Amendment. They're going to back off of the federal gun laws totally and completely, which is something they can do.
Well, that's right. That's
state sovereignty.
That's right. That's under, I think, the 10th Amendment, basically.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And so, again, you know, Captain, you know, when the Trump administration was in the White House, President Trump was in the White House, what did we hear all about the sanctuary cities?
Yep.
Right? And we're not going to listen to the federal government and this kind of thing. And this sounds kind of similar, but they're also, you know, basing this on their Second Amendment constitutional rights.
Yep. And the botched media fact checker coverage of the Lafayette Square protest and the president going over there and nobody being tear gassed and all that stuff because he went over there, that all happened afterwards, by the way, exposes a widespread bias out there by the likes of CNN, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And I mean, these people here, they're just not telling the truth. They're not telling the people the truth.
Well, no, but of course, what did that narrative do? It was a constructed narrative in order to make it look like President Trump was doing bad things in order to get a photo opportunity and so forth. And quite frankly, Captain, I think in many of their minds, who cares if it comes out later, because it was effective at the time.
Now, with Trump being vindicated on so many fronts, should he now consider announcing he's running for president again in 2024?
Well, I personally think that whatever the former president wants to do, he will do. We know that for sure. But I kind of think he likes the idea of keeping the far left guessing and the Democrats guessing at this point. It's exactly what he might do.
He's more of a kingmaker right now.
Well, he certainly is.
King,
he's certainly in that position.
Yeah, and
because he's what you mentioned was vindicated. He's being vindicated on so many different things, whether he runs or not, and that's going to be huge in the next elections.
Okay, and I got a question. I want to see Jeff in the chat room answer this, because I don't want you to say it yet, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who runs the state with the lowest black voter registration and turnout? It's a Democratic-run state. Jeff, what state is it? Oh, Jeff. Oh, Jeffrey. Jeff of Sarasota. What state is it? Tell us in the chat room. We'll just see if he can get that in there, because he's typing or doing something. I don't know what he's doing, but anyway.
Well, we'll see. Absolutely. Yeah.
But before we do that, we'll get the answer to that. We've got about a minute here. We're looking at only diverse hires at this time came out of a corporate thing. Ooh, Florida. Oh, he's wrong. Okay, let me give you the answer. Okay, folks, the state that has the lowest black voter registration and turnout, that the Democrats run the state, is Massachusetts.
Isn't that something?
The next time Elizabeth Warren opens up her mouth and starts talking about what goes on in Massachusetts and how they this and how they that, we're going to bury her, because this is a fact that won't go away.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, it's those who like to level these kinds of criticisms, you know, need to look in their own backyard and figure out what's going on.
Now, again, lowest black voter registration and lowest black voter turnout, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, exactly. Exactly. I mean, again, and you're right, it's counterintuitive. People might think it's something else, but the very fact that it's right in Elizabeth Warren's backyard is a huge deal.
Well, she is a huge farce.
Right. Well, again, you know, it's interesting, because just like in many ways, AOC and the Squad and so forth, Elizabeth Warren seems to be sort of preoccupied with, you know, transforming America into whatever it is that she wants, you know, sort of from some sort of a kind of socialist point of view, and not really interested in going forward and managing America the right way.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we've got some weather conditions that have changed a little bit out there. We'll tell you about where the changes are. And then, of course, Denise Simon comes in right after that. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that for us. She and her husband, Don, are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit. From Fort Benning, Georgia, a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the pilot in Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Weather's changed a little bit. We're going to get to that right after we get to this here music. And this is going to give you a little ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Mm-hmm.
the Georgia satellites and don't give me no lies or keep your hands to yourself. What do we think there, Kyle?
Yeah, I love that one. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, let's get over here to the weather because we had a couple of changes. I'm going to read the statement again, then turn it over to you. Isolated storms may produce hail or strong wind gusts over the northeast New Mexico and southeast Colorado. Also, isolated damaging wind gusts are possible in the southeast. And there's an elevated fire weather risk out there. We're out there in central New Mexico, Arizona, due to the record high temperatures are out there on down to the border. And then hot weather is expected across the southern high plains, southwest, and the Great Basin into the middle of next week. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got air quality alerts this weekend in Denver, also Fort Collins, also in the Grand Junction area coming along I-70. But we also have so many excessive heat watches, fire weather warnings, excessive heat warnings as well. Just to give you a couple of ideas here. For example, in Salt Lake City on Saturday, looks like they're going to be in the 90s, low 90s, but as they head into the early week, we're looking at triple digits, 103 forecasted for Salt Lake City. Las Vegas, as we get into next week, as go through the week and into next week, again, triple digits, 115, this sort of temperature. Down in Phoenix, air quality alert as well, but surrounded, of course, by the excessive heat warnings. Southern California bathes in excessive heat warnings. We're looking at triple digits as we head into the weekend and into early next week as well. So be careful. Make sure that you have your coolant right. Make sure that you might want to even rearrange your driving schedule for the cooler parts of the day or even at night, depending on how hot it really is. The first major heat wave of the summer as the jet stream goes north and the west bakes.
All right, we're going to use the Mississippi River as our basis here for what I'm going to do. If you're traveling along Mississippi, east or west side of Mississippi, east of the Mississippi River, you've got a lot of flooding going on still and some rain, localized rain in some of those areas where they've actually had upwards to 15 inches of rain from Jackson north up towards the Tennessee line. And then over into Louisiana on the west side of the Mississippi River, just as you come in the first 40 or 50 miles of Louisiana, they've had some flooding there in a lot of the low-lying areas. Tonight in Oklahoma, right there around Ardmore, you've got some bad weather. Looks like as if there's another flood watch and a warning there, possibility of some severe thunderstorms. It is merely a watch. The weather seems to have dissipated or moved on. We do have some flood warnings in the Oklahoma City area right now, so be advised of that. If you're going up I-44, Lebanon, Missouri, flood warnings there south of the interstate, so be careful there. And that's about it. But, Kyle, we need to talk about the tropics because sometime next week there is a system with the possibility of development coming into the Gulf of Mexico for probably the western side of the Gulf of Mexico, Louisiana, west to Texas, and down along the Mexican border. I know that's a big, broad area, but that's what it's looking like right now. We'll see what happens, and hello to the hurricane season.
That's right. It's here, and this is the first developing storm that we're seeing. Exactly. We'll see how it develops.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that you're going to have heat out there where you're at, and I wouldn't be surprised if the old thermometer in Baker blows up.
It just might. Believe me, I've gone through Baker when it's pretty hot, and it can really be sweltering. So that's right. And you've got that grade coming out of Baker as well if you're heading north on I-15.
Yep, that used to be a real bear in the daytime. They'd tell you to turn off your air conditioner for a good reason.
Exactly right.
Yep. All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate everything he does for the program. And joining us right now, we have calling us from FoundersCode.com. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I see you posted an article. I haven't looked at it, so I'm not going to go there yet. But where I do want to go right off the bat is what's going on with the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden tour. She went one way, he went another, and they're getting some really bad reviews about their performance, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And Putin laid it out on Biden yesterday, and I'm telling you, you saw a masterful world leader in Vladimir Putin, like him or hate him, he buried Joe Biden.
I wouldn't call it buried him. I think he was really more trolling him than anything else. He's a sly guy because of his, you know, KGB background.
Sure.
So I think he's just really kind of trolling the Biden administration and the front operations. He's just kind of laying out the chessboard here. For what Biden has to confront Moscow on, I don't think that Biden really has the moxie to do it. But, you know, we shall see.
Well, again, Kamala, when she said what she did to the Guatemalan president and then snapped at that reporter, that Spanish reporter, that kind of set the tone for where she's at right now, because she's not ready for prime time.
Well, neither is Biden. I mean, this White House, this administration, I mean, if you look at the people that are in this administration, Mayorkas, he's not qualified to take over Department of Homeland Security. I mean,
no.
You know, I looked the other day, interestingly enough, the other day at the law that when under the Bush administration when they created the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
And all the things that go on in that agency.
Yep.
Mayorkas couldn't get through, you know, one half of the index. Much less the whole agency.
Yeah, and that was put together by former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so apparently he was sharp and on the ball. And again, Mayorkas doesn't impress me at all. He looks like somebody with deer in the headlights.
It's, you know, and Health and Human, I mean, if you really look at these agencies, secretaries, including, I would add, Secretary of State, all we can do is hold on by our fingertips here until we have a regime change.
Yeah, and we can do that if we just remember to keep the pressure on the guys in the Senate, because that's where the buck stops right now, is in the Senate, U.S. Senate. All right, Denise, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills, and you get a chance to hear the news. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.